All right, podcast here. You're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on TV. They would pay a company to put my TV. Hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Yep. We're back. Trenton Waves. Man, this has been like a whirlwind of episodes. Holy smokes. So I'm in Slammin' Brew the other day.
Okay.
I walk in there. Mm-hmm. I see this woman sitting there. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone. I said, how's your coffee? Oh, very good. I look down and I look at her phone and I see a very familiar name on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what the name is right now.
Okay.
For another show.
All right.
And I said, oh, tell. Mm-hmm. Frank Sasso said hi. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're Frank Sasso? I've been waiting 2 years to meet you. I'm like, who's this?
Oh my
what
goodness.
Did I just walk into? It was Janine LaRue.
Oh.
And Janine LaRue.
She's a little.
Listen, she's literally a little. She's like barely.
Spitfire.
She's about 4'8". Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm not even exaggerating.
Okay.
That might even be too big. That might even be too tall. She is a lobbyist. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, she. Talk about a spitfire. My God. Mm-hmm. We did a video together, right? A little video in front of Starbucks with Slim Brew Cups, drinking them in front of Starbucks.
I know, I saw it.
We posted the next day over 5,000 views. And that's just on YouTube, not even to mention her Facebook page because we weren't live on her Facebook page.
Well, she has a big following.
Huge following.
Yeah. I'm really not sure what a lobbyist does.
Me neither.
So we have to have her on the show.
Oh, she's coming on.
So we can ask her that question.
Yeah, I made the mistake of thinking she wouldn't be interested in coming on the show. Oh, no. She's coming on the show.
Good.
So we go in front of Starbucks because we weren't the only people that got pissed off at them. Mm-hmm. She got crazy mad. Mm-hmm. So much so that she said, you know what? You're going to move now? Okay. You're going to move. Fine. And then they said, no, now we're not going
to
move. No, now you can't stay.
Now we
don't even want you here. Just get out. Go.
No, we want Starbucks. We want other coffee shops to open.
Right.
We have actually four great coffee houses in the city of Trenton.
Yes.
We have Slam and Brew, brand new.
Right.
Starbucks, One Up, One Down.
Right.
Which was voted the best coffee house in New Jersey.
Correct.
Hello, in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then we have Paolo Azucar.
There are four of them.
Yes.
That we know of. Oh, wait a minute.
There's that secret one.
Yes, the secret one no one knows about.
There's two more I just thought of.
Which ones?
La Serena.
Yes. Love them.
And I'm not sure the name of the place, but I know where it is. It's right next door to Italian People's Bakery. They have, last I checked, they had a beautiful espresso machine.
Yes. It's like gold. It's like a golden espresso machine.
Right. They sell, I believe, Guatemalan food, but they also...
Oh, that's Panorama Musical.
That's it.
Yeah,
I don't know if they kept the name, but yes.
Whatever, that's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it'll always be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic.
Now, I'm sure there's other hidden ones around, so...
Yeah. So, people, don't stop crying for Starbucks, okay? They're not the savior of Trenton.
Don't cry for me, Starbucks.
The truth is, I never liked you. How do you like that?
No, we like Starbucks, please. And we also buy their coffee for the mornings... At our house.
In Trenton. From that Starbucks in Trenton.
Yes.
Right. Here's my thing, though. Oh, you're leaving. Now you're not leaving. Now you all. Listen, don't jerk us around.
Right. I agree.
You don't want to be here. Get out.
I agree.
We're fine. Mm-hmm. We'll be okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's all I want to say.
But we want more than one coffee shop. We want more than one shoe store or
haberdashery.
Oh, I would love a haberdashery.
How about hats? How about a dispensary that's called a dab of hashery?
A dab of hashery.
There you go.
That's a great name.
A dab of hashery. Perfect.
Look, if someone steals it, we're going to get some percentages on that
I'm calling Charlie Ruler right now to get my trademark going.
Dab of hashery.
Right. Dab of hashery. I love that for a dispensary.
Yes, yeah. I like that too.
We have returning guests today.
I know.
They actually wanted to come back.
We didn't scar them.
We didn't scar them at all.
That's good.
I know what it is because they have something to promote. That's
which is great.
I did just want to just come back on just to
listen.
See us.
I just have to say that my calendar is so full.
I know.
I can't keep track of all the things that are happening.
What do people complain? There's nothing to do in Trenton. There's nothing to do in Trenton.
I don't think people in Trenton are complaining. I think people outside of Trenton don't think that there's anything going on.
Oh,
but
it's the
we
people
know,
outside that are complaining.
We know that there's so much going on. You can't even make it to everything.
You can't make it to everything. You can't.
Right.
Well, those people, I say to you, well, too bad. You're missing out.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. The people in Trenton having a good time, with or without you. Okay, that being said.
Who are our guests?
Our guests are the effervescent Dan Spaulding. That's right. He moves his hands for a living.
I know.
And he makes people play musical instruments, including the triangle. And executive director Jill Aguayo. They're with us in the studio right now today. I'm not even joking. Do you see them there?
I see them.
I see them.
They love them.
That's why they love them so much.
They do.
Look, they're just milking the applause. They're not even talking over the applause.
We're used to it.
We're used to it. Nice.
They are.
You're so humble.
They should be.
You should write a book, Humility and How I Achieved It.
Yeah, right.
That would be an amazing book by Dan Spaulding.
They should be used to applause. They're in front of an audience all the time.
Yeah, but you don't say that. We're used to it.
Dan had a standing ovation last Saturday night for his concert. So.
No, that was actually just the people leaving.
Oh, stop that wasn't, it. Stop it. We've been there and we know how great the Philharmonic is. We loved it.
Hey, John Hatch is aboard for the triangle thing, by the way. We spoke to him. He's on board.
Oh, okay.
He'll do it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
We'll work on that.
Had he had a few when you asked him that? Was he
no,
sober?
He was totally. He was, okay. He was, I'll do it. I'm into it. I'm
okay.
Like, oh, okay, cool.
All right, great.
I was totally expecting him to come out with a triangle on New Year's Eve.
I know.
I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed.
You weren't that disappointed.
Well, I was a little. I didn't really care that much.
That was a fun night.
That was a great night. New Year's Eve was a great night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Really, really was. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Great show. Great performances on everybody's part. John Hatch did an amazing job introducing it, the whole thing.
And I have to say, we brought some friends who had never been, and they said, oh my God, this was fantastic. We want to make this now a tradition.
Yes.
We never knew that this was happening here. Yeah. And they don't even live in the city. They live in Bucks County, and they are committed to coming now.
Yeah,
that's great.
This was a big tradition for many, many years. Mm-hmm. People would come from far away. I just met someone at the concert last week. A couple came from New York.
Great. That's great.
That's amazing. This is the second one now we've been to. Or was it the third?
We went right before COVID, and then we didn't go. And then once you restarted again, we went to
that one.
And then
and now this one.
Right. I think that was it, right?
And every time we've been there, this same thing happens. It never changes. I want them to fix it, but I don't know. Why is John Hatch's hair always a mess? Like, dude, comb your hair.
That's his style.
No, that's not. It literally looks like he rolled out of bed backstage and he put his suit on quick and ran out. And then, we got your hair. We got to do your hair still.
Because he's working so hard. He has to catch a nap.
Saw him yesterday. Yesterday, it was like he was caught in a windstorm.
Oh, it was very windy.
It was windy. Listen, John Hatch's hair is always a complete mess.
You leave him alone or I'm going to meet you outside by the bike rack.
Yeah?
Yes.
You promise? All right.
Well, it's one or the other. He combs his hair or he plays the triangle.
Oh, please.
Listen,
play
he can
the triangle.
Put a hat on and play the triangle. Put a cowboy hat on and play the triangle.
I like that tousled look.
This is beyond tousled.
I saw him yesterday walking around in downtown. He didn't look messed up.
Yes, his hair was a mess.
Oh, God.
This is the only thing I saw.
You're just jealous.
I'm jealous. I am jealous.
Because your hair is never messed up.
You know what? I hope they never fix it. I want him to always have a messy bedhead.
A little tousled,
tousled hair. Like he's always running around trying to save the city or something.
He is.
So you guys have something very interesting going on.
Yes.
Tell us all about it, will you, please?
More importantly.
Well, I don't know. John Hatch's hair is a pretty important subject.
It's like a hot topic.
So what's happening at the Philharmonic that we need to know about?
We have an incredible once-in-a-lifetime concert coming up April 20th at 7:30 p.m. It's featuring the George Antheil Ballet Mécanique. Which is an extremely important work from the 20th century. Of course, George Antheil was born and raised here in Trenton. So that's a very important connection. And so every once in a while, I try to do some of George's works This is like the third time I've been able to program one of his works, but this is by far his most famous composition. And you won't believe what we're going to do. We're going to have the concert at the Roebling Wireworks Machine Shop.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to have all you the whole orchestra is going to be there?
No. It's only percussionists and pianos. And the Ballet Mécanique takes four pianos.
Wow.
So we're having four grand pianos delivered there.
Oh, that's and, so cool.
And we're going to have a ton of percussion players. I have 12 players.
Now, wait a minute there, Maestro. A piano is a percussion instrument.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes, it
so
is.
So why would you say percussion and piano?
Well,
that's like saying drum and drum.
Oh, listen, he's Frank.
Dude, let me do my homework, brother.
Well,
I'm not going to look like an idiot in front of him again.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of discussion about instruments here in a minute.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right. Hmm.
But yeah, well, a piano is also a string instrument.
Oh, so
that's right. Like, that's right.
So, right.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Frank.
But the way Antile treats it is definitely as a percussion instrument.
Okay.
He has the pianist beat on the keys and play tone clusters. And
so you can play the piano like where it'll sound, you can treat it like a percussion?
Absolutely.
And not as a string?
Yes, and that's basically what... That's one of the things that Antile was known for. He was one of the innovators of that kind of piano playing. He wrote something called the Airplane Sonata for a solo pianist, and it's just beating around on the...
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's not just beating around, but yes, it's played very percussively.
Mm-hmm. Can you, like, see this on YouTube or something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You hear that podcast? You go look that up.
Sure. This is the centerpiece of the program, is the Antile Ballet Mécanique, which is... amazing piece. It's like 16 minutes, and it's for these 12 percussion players. These are not always traditional percussion instruments. Most of them are. There's drum, tenor drums, military drum, triangle, bass drum, timpani. All those are regular instruments, but also there's the sound of high and low airplane engines.
Really?
Yeah, the original was for airplane propellers, small and large.
Wow. That sounds fascinating. It
wow.
does.
Wow.
So that's part of the whole thing. And then there's doorbells, high and low doorbells.
Right.
And
like actual doorbells?
Actual doorbells, yes.
Okay.
Like well, you know, the kind of, it's like, you know, those kind of bells. Those kind of bells.
Right.
And he's got those going through the whole piece. And it's just an amazing work. I recorded this back in 1999, somewhere around there, for Naxos. It became an instant bestseller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this sounds like a Bill Nobes kind of thing.
Still a great seller, yeah, because it's an interesting piece. The version we're doing is the 1953 revised version. Mm-hmm. His original version, which probably was nothing like this version, was given in 1924 in Paris. So that makes it 100 years since the debut of the Ballet Mécanique. That was the first time anyone ever heard it.
That is wild.
So that's apropos. It's 2024.
Yeah. 100 years later, we're still playing it. This is such a fascinating story. George Antile, of course, was born and raised in Trenton. He was young. He was born in 1900. He was young. He went to Paris, mostly as a concert pianist, and he did tours around Europe, Germany, France, England, and he also was a composer, so he would compose these very strange mechanical pieces, and he became known as the bad boy of music.
Okay.
When they did the Paris debut, there was actually a fist fight out in the street.
Wow. That's awesome.
Fighting about the music. And it was also performed in Carnegie Hall a few years later, and that was also a riot. The crowd was very boisterous and stuff.
So this is like a really well-known piece.
This is a really well-known piece. It has a great history. I got to throw in something else about this because I was just boning up on my history here. George was very innovative, not just with music, but also with publicity. He decided when this Ballet Mécanique was going to premiere at the Playel Piano Company in Paris, he wasn't going to go. He was going to go away, and he was going to go on a trip to Africa. And he disappeared. He just disappeared without telling anybody except a reporter. He was in cahoots with this reporter. So, see, we're living in this day and age with about false information and conspiracy theories.
Exactly. Right, okay.
George wanted to manipulate the publicity, manipulate the press. Hmm. So what he did was in cahoots with this reporter. He disappeared. Nobody saw him for weeks. He did go to Africa, and he wrote postcards and sent photographs back to this reporter to tell about his trip. And he would go to Tunis and go around listening to this music that was very strange in those days. So anyway, he was touring around Africa, and then he decided his last note was that he was going to cross the big desert towards the Congo. And then after that, nobody heard of him.
What? Really?
He was lost.
Was this a publicity stunt?
It was a hoax.
It was a
hoax. Oh, yeah. Bastard.
He was creating his whole thing.
And all the newspapers were picking this up about how George Antheil is lost in Africa and he might be dead.
My God.
He might have been eaten by lions.
Wow. He was ahead of his time. Yeah,
so he was manipulating the press just to get publicity for himself.
You know, God bless him. God bless him.
A good old Trenton boy.
Yeah.
That's a very Trenton type of thing to do.
Yeah. That's funny.
You know, Tony Goggle said it best. We do stuff in this town you can't do anywhere else to get away with it. The stuff we get away with in this town.
So when he would have these concerts and fights would break out, was it because people went to the concert expecting something and getting something else? And they were like, what is this music? It's horrible.
What is this music? It's horrible. Yeah.
And then and fights would break out. Okay.
And George also had this incredible circle of acquaintances in Paris. He was friends with Hemingway.
Really?
Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound actually was a big Antheil fan. He wrote a monograph about the harmony of George Antheil. A lot of luminaries. This particular piece, The Ballet Mécanique, was written originally to accompany a film by Ferdinand Ligère, but it didn't work. They couldn't coordinate the music with the film because 1924.
Okay.
Right. Technology, I guess, wasn't up there yet.
They didn't have technology. And in fact, they didn't have the technology for what George wanted to really do. He wanted to have 16 all-mechanical player pianos all playing at the same time.
Wow.
But he never achieved that. Because he never got the technology. At the University of Massachusetts, they actually put together the original score with the 16 pianos.
Oh, really?
They did it on a computer?
Yeah, they were able to get the computer to coordinate
all of the
music.
Too bad he couldn't see his dream realized.
Yeah.
Like what he could have done, like been able to do today.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
Oh, He would have been crazy for all the stuff he could do today.
Right.
Man. So he was way ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm.
This music is very exciting. It is very percussive and loud and all of that, and very rhythmical, but it's quite an interesting piece.
But now, why are you doing this at the Roebling Company? Now, first of all, you're going to be using 3 pianos, correct?
4.
4 pianos. So you're going to be willing, I mean, the floors are all sound and everything to be able to...
Well, the acoustics are pretty good. The acoustics are pretty good. It has high ceilings, you know.
But can it hold the weight of these pianos, those floors? I don't know the condition of it. That's why I'm
asking. Well, wait a minute. Is it where they used to have the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market in that, that building?
Oh, in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
concrete.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's concrete. Well, there you go.
No, the floors are cement.
Right. Okay. So 4 pianos. What else you have there?
Oh, you aren't going to believe.
Well, try me.
Well, what I did is I put together this entire concert with the theme of the factory, industry, things like that.
That's great. It's perfect.
It's a celebration
of Trenton manufacturing. We're going to be in that space where they used to manufacture.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. So I put together this music. First of all, I have a piece that I wrote, traditional percussion instruments. I call it Overture to Industry.
Okay.
It takes pretty much traditional regular percussion instruments, timpani, xylophone, marimba, vibraphone, bells, snare drum, tenor drum, stuff like that, cymbals, gong.
Okay, gotcha.
So those are all traditional instruments.
And 4 pianos.
Well, I'm using 2 pianos, actually.
Oh, 2. Okay.
So 2 pianos.
Mm-hmm. So you can have about a dozen instruments there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. And I've never had the Philharmonic do any of my music before. So this is the first time.
Look at that.
I'm not really composing very much, hardly at all, the last couple of decades. But this piece, I think people will like it. It's tuneful. It's nice.
Okay.
It's a nice piece.
It's good that it's tuneful.
So it's tuneful. The other piece I chose to put on a couple of other pieces. The next piece is called The First Construction in Metal by John Cage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This sounds interesting.
So John Cage was another innovative avant-garde composer. So this is for six players. It also has a piano in it, and he also has a piano assistant that takes a metal bar and moves it along the strings inside the piano to change the sound.
Oh, wow.
You can do that?
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. You can play the piano by messing with the strings manually?
Well, wouldn't that like be, what do they call those things they put on the guitar?
Rich Hopkins would know what that's called.
Yeah, well, he's into heavy metal.
Well,
right?
But still, it's still the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Same,
yeah, right. Okay.
He might like this.
He might dig this.
Well, what this piece is this is an assistant who stands by the piano and takes a metal rod.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he moves it along the strings while the other player is actually playing on the keys.
Oh,
so
man.
There's two musicians.
Two musicians on the piano.
It seems so intrusive.
One playing the keys and one fooling around with the strings and making all these weird sounds. And along with this, this takes five thunder sheets.
Ooh, I love thunder sheets.
Five thunder
right
sheets.
Right up your alley.
All graduated, of course. And so you have a... What those really are is big pieces of sheet metal suspended. So there's five of those.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're
all different pitches.
Right, yeah.
All different pitches.
Podcast here, just so you know, a thunder sheet sounds like this.
That sounds just like a thunder
sheet. That's a thunder sheet. Right. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
You got it.
George Antheil. Is any of his stuff public domain now, or is it copywritten stuff, or what?
Most of it is rental. You have to pay.
Oh, you have to pay to play it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. What about to play it, like, you know, not to perform it, but to play his actual music somewhere? You got to pay for that too.
Well, I guess the same copyright.
I guess you have performance licenses,
right?
Copyright license. Yeah, mm-hmm. To play. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Maybe his early works are. You can buy it, but I think most everything is rental. You have to pay.
Okay.
And so the publishers are still making money.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He's not.
No.
Well, no.
He doesn't really need it.
Well, his estate.
He
either
doesn't
way,
need it.
Right.
Pay.
But you're also going to be doing some John Cage stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, well, see, yeah, I was going to tell you about a little more about this John Cage.
Yes.
He has a bunch of different instruments besides the thunder sheets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's got brake drums and pipes and all kinds of things here.
I love that it's going to be in the machine shop.
I know, it's perfect.
It's really a cool piece. So that comes next. And then after that, I'm doing a piece by Lou Harrison.
Lou Harrison.
His Concerto for Violin and Percussion Orchestra.
This is all on the 20th?
All on the 20th. Well, these are not that long. That the cage is 9 minutes. My piece is 9 minutes. This is about 10 minutes. And, you know, it's all together in one show.
Mm.
What's Harrison's deal?
Listen to Harrison's deal. He had six suspended flower pots.
Okay.
Two wind bells, two triangles, suspended and muted brake drums.
Yeah.
That's six of those.
Mm-hmm.
Temple blocks, it's called dragon mouths. And then...
Could you not sound so excited?
And six coffee cans,
you know. Really?
Yeah, you have the coffee cans. You play on the bottom of the coffee
wow.
can.
Okay.
And maracas, suspended cymbals. Oh, and resonating clock coils. You know the coils that are in clocks.
When they
right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have a high one and a low one.
Really?
Sounds great. Oh my god.
This
sounds
bizarre.
I know.
Yeah. And then
you love this already because you love chaos.
Tam tams, bass drum. Tom, snare drum.
Reading off the instruments.
I love that.
Yeah, all kinds of neat stuff.
As long as John Hatch is on one of those triangles, that's going to be amazing. Just get him involved, will you, please? I would love that. And then, but there's one more guy.
No, there's more than that.
There's the Bach.
You have Bach, and then you have...
Johann Sebastian
George,
Bach.
George, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. We already did George Harrison.
Okay.
Although it's not George Harrison, it's Lou Harrison.
No.
It's not the Beatles.
No, we're talking about George
Harrison. Nicolas Cage, George Harrison. Who else you got going on there?
Not Nicolas Cage. So Johann Sebastian Bach.
Right.
Yes. Well, this is being played mostly because you hardly ever get four pianos together.
Okay.
So you want to take advantage of it. I get that, yeah.
But wait a minute. Bach in this kind of arena? Does that work?
Oh, but it's going to be special because I rewrote it.
For a coffee can.
It's a concerto for four harpsichords.
Right.
But we're going to use pianos, of course. And then the accompaniment is string orchestra. But instead of the strings, we're using percussion instruments.
Okay.
Two xylophones, a marimba, and something called the xylorimba. It's kind of
xylorimba.
Kind of between the marimba and the xylophone.
I know what a xylophone is. What's a marimba? What is that?
Well, it's also made of, has wood keys, same as a xylophone, but the marimba is more resonant. The keys are more resonant
than
a xylophone. The xylophone is very brittle, tut-tut-tut-tut, like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the marimba has boom, 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 like that.
Okay.
It's very similar to
So it's more soulful,
and it's also, yeah, soulful, and it also has a bigger range. It's like 4.5 octaves.
Okay, and it's called the xylorimba?
No, that's the marimba.
Oh, okay. What's this other instrument?
It's
though?
Kind of a hybrid that they don't manufacture anymore.
Oh,
oh wow. Okay.
I think I can understand why.
We found one, and the reason we have using the xylorimba is because in the Ballet Mécanique, there's four xylophone parts, and one of the parts goes down lower than a regular xylophone.
Oh, okay.
But a xylorimba goes down lower.
Okay.
So that's about how I can explain that. Anyway, the Bach is the pianos and the percussion,
mm-hmm.
and why not? You manufacture pianos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yes. True. They have to be made.
They have to be made. And why not play a little Bach?
Yes. Why not? I love Bach.
And also, what's interesting is Bach, he'd never heard these instruments before. They weren't invented.
Oh, wow.
When he was alive.
Right. Yeah, okay.
He didn't have pianos. He didn't have xylophones. He had nothing like that. So
he didn't have pianos?
No.
Really?
He lived before pianos. He died before pianos.
When were pianos invented? They're not that old, I guess?
Well, it was, I don't know precisely, but shortly after Bach died, 1750, around, you know, between 1750 and 1800.
So what were his main instruments?
Harpsichord, organ.
Organ?
Organ was his big
deal.
Oh,
that's sort of like a piano.
Yes. Well, yeah.
It's a keyboard.
It's a keyboard.
I think that was his favorite thing.
Really?
Of course. Yeah. Organ. God, you could do so much stuff on a nice organ.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, there's something else involved in this performance. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. Come on, Dan, I'm trying to help you out here, buddy. Gee whiz.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're very, very welcome.
Did
you legitimately forget?
Well, there's a lot going on already.
God, this guy.
There's a lot to remember.
I'll just go a quick story. So I'm on Warren Street.
Yes.
And when Slam and Brew was just, you know, just kind of being open a little bit, giving some free
stuff
away. They
were doing tasting.
I see Dan walking around in the middle of the street like he was like lost. Like he looked like a lost little boy in a Dan Spaulding body. I said, Dan, get out of the street. What are you doing over here? Oh, he's like looking around. I'm like, come over here. Look at me.
He was looking for coffee, right?
And I don't know what he was looking for. I finally get him on the sidewalk because I was afraid he was going to hit by a car or something. I said, Dan, come with me. You need a cup of coffee. Oh, well, where are we going? Where are we? Just follow me. Come with me. We're walking. I lead him into Slam and Brew. And it was like a kid on Christmas morning. He was so excited to get a cappuccino.
We're all excited.
It was a nice coffee, I have to say.
But he literally woke up when he started drinking this coffee.
Yes, that's what he needed.
Let me tell you something, dude. I feel like I saved your life that day.
Aww.
Yeah, I was moping around.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You look like you lost your best friend that day.
But so now that you do remember, what else is happening on this great night?
Now that you do remember.
Okay, you have to picture the whole thing. There's tons of percussion instruments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the four pianos, so it's a very complicated setup on the stage. Each piece has its own setup of instruments.
All right.
So you have to move the old piece out of the way, bring in the new instruments, and then you bring out take the old instruments out, and you bring in the new instruments. And while all this is happening, I invented moving music.
Okay.
So this will entertain the crowd
mm-hmm.
while we're
during the transitions,
while we're doing redoing the stage.
Like the set changes.
And yes, yes.
Set changes. And mm-hmm. also, at the same time of that, those transitions, the circus squad, Trenton Circus Squad, they come out in front of the stage and they do their bits.
Oh, that's cool. Guys.
So they're going to be performing. Mm-hmm. They'll come out four times and they'll perform with hoops and juggling and stuff
like
that. So
they're like the skits that Joe used to write.
No, yeah. I know, but this, I'm so excited that there's this collaboration happening. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. We got to get them on the show soon.
I know. I want to see them perform.
Well, they're such a visual thing.
I've seen them on videos and stuff, but I've never seen them in person.
So they're involved with this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we,
man, this is the place to be.
Because that's their headquarters right there in that building. Mm-hmm. And that's where they do all the rehearsal and shows.
That's great.
So it wasn't really my idea. I think it was John Hatch.
Of course.
It sounds like a John Hatch. Probably scratching his head. That's why his hair's messed up.
We should do our concert there and then collaborate with the circus squad.
There you go. That's why you keep that guy around.
That's a great idea.
And then there's a reception following this, correct?
No reception. But they will have popcorn.
Oh, sorry. I'm reading something else.
What's the Plenty Pepper Steel Band?
Plenty Pepper Steel Band.
Yes, what's that?
Well, that's a steel band.
Oh. Plenty Pepper. That's
okay.
The name.
And what better concert to have a steel band than the manufacturing machine shop.
The mechanical metal, the great metal concert.
So they bring in these big trash barrels and play tunes.
Cool.
They play tunes and they're playing between the pieces during our transition.
That sounds like it's going to be an amazing show.
So there's steel drums?
Steel drums, mm-hmm. yeah.
So they can like light them on fire in the middle.
Like oil drums. Oh, they're oil drums. And then mm-hmm. they get cut down and tuned, and you hit them with sticks, and they play actual tunes.
And they get tuned.
Yeah, they get tuned.
How do you tune a piece of steel?
There are people who specialize in that. Mm-hmm. They put little circles on the top, and they're able to take hammers and tune it to different notes.
You can tune it to a note.
Yeah. That's cool. This sounds like an amazing night.
Well, it's gonna be wild. That's all I have to say.
Amazing.
It's gonna be wild.
And that's Dan saying it, so you know it's true.
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Excitement.
Now you also have a violin player.
Oh yes, the Harrison is a concerto for violin and percussion orchestra, and my concert master Nina Vieru is playing the solo part, and she's fabulous.
This is great.
She's from Moldova.
Moldova.
Oh, okay.
Moldova.
So this is going to be a really fun night. When are you bringing all these pianos and instruments in?
The Wednesday before.
Oh, the Wednesday before.
Mm-hmm. And then rehearsals start Thursday mm-hmm. and Friday. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a rehearsal during the day Saturday. And then the show.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm picturing the room with the huge windows, and everything's kind of stone and metal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the acoustics are really good for this kind of a concert.
I think it'll be good.
They are good.
Oh, good.
You'll be sitting on bleachers, mm-hmm. and then there'll be some folding chairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $40.
Mm-hmm. That's a bargain.
And space is limited, so... Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
If you want to go, hurry and get your tickets.
Yes.
That's right. We're expecting a sellout.
I agree. I think this is going to be a sellout.
There may be some standing room.
Okay.
Yeah, and one reason I ask you to have us on the show again is because this is the kind of concert that would really interest people outside of Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, they should come. They might be very interested to come to the machine shop, hear mm-hmm. the percussion ensemble, hear the George Antile Ballet Mécanique, see the circus squad and all this stuff that's happening. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's a great reason to come to Trenton.
I agree.
What's the capacity of that place?
We have seating for about 250.
Ooh, really?
That's tight. I mean, that's not going to be
tight,
a lot.
But then... We're going to see if we can fit some more chairs mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's still one level, though.
It's one level. So there'll be bleachers, and then we're going to try to fit in some standing room seats mm-hmm. as well.
Okay.
Or standing room.
Places.
Standing room seats.
Yeah. I really think you're going to sell out on this one. Because not only is it going to bring people in from outside of Trenton, but I think it will bring people in from Trenton who normally wouldn't go to a Philharmonic concert because it sounds a little bit like, it seems too fancy. And this sounds so nitty gritty and cool.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a totally different crowd.
Well, right. Listen, let's roll into plugs and we can talk more about this right now. I know you guys are going to hang around for a little something we call plugs.
Franken Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, and TikTok. That's right, TikTok, which a good friend of mine is looking to purchase.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's been some weirdness with that company. But anyway, that's going to be weird. If you want to go on to the New Putt City YouTube channel, just go to YouTube, type in New Putt City, LLC, whatever. You will see a video of the delicious Jeanine LaRue.
Delicious?
She's delicious. And okay. us and me doing a video about Slam and Brew in front of Starbucks. It's on there. It's already like over 5,000. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Crazy what people watch. Mm-hmm. It's just us talking to the camera. Just talking to each other. Just weird. Very strange.
It's cute.
It's a lot of fun. I am going to switch it over to Dan and Jill. Dan and Jill, where can people go online to visit all things Capitol Philharmonic?
You can go to capitalphilharmonic.org, and you can find links to getting tickets to this concert and our other concerts. You can find information, and if you want to just support and donate, you can find the donate button, or if you want to be a sponsor, you can do that there as well. We hope to see you there, but if you can't, support.
If you can't support?
If you can't be there, then you go to our website.
Oh, if you can't, comma,
if you
support.
Can't come, mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Right.
Support us mm-hmm. to do all to these make partnerships. That happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This season, we have partnered with a lot of other arts organizations mm-hmm.
okay.
in Trenton, such as Artworks.
Right, right.
Ellerslie Museum.
Nice.
And now the Passage Theater. We partnered with them for one of our productions. Mm-hmm. And now the Trenton Circus Squad. So, oh, and by the way, there's the doors open at 6:40. Mm-hmm. There is a pre-concert lecture starting at 6:50, and that's going to go to 7:15. And then from 7:15 to 7:30, the Circus Squad's going to be performing with the Pepper Steel Band.
So is this in addition to the $40?
No, it's part included.
It's included.
It's
amazing what you get.
Okay, so the show starts at 7:30, but the actual event,
if you want to come early and hear a little bit of information about the pieces, you can hear that starting at 6:50.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a little entertainment with the Plenty Pepper Steel Band and the Circus Squad from 7:15 to 7:30.
So the doors open at 6:30.
6:40.
Yeah. So the doors open at 6:40.
Right. Yeah. Don't get there at 6:30 waiting for the doors to open. Not gonna,
unless you can't wait to get in.
Well, then you're going to jimmy yourself in there.
Is it assigned seats?
It is not assigned seats.
Oh, my
general
God.
Seating.
Really?
So that means you might want to get
so
there.
So first come, first serve.
That's right.
Oh, man.
The pressure is on.
There's a lot of pressure here, man. I feel like I'm competing. And everybody spends $40. And you will have a shot at whatever seat you get.
That's it.
That's the seat you get.
All right.
And don't complain to us if you don't get a good seat. That's on you.
No pushing, no shoving. Everybody be very kind. Okay.
Right. You can respectfully shove.
No shoving at all.
You didn't talk a lot on this episode. What was up with that?
He had so much information.
Why were you even here is my question.
I know. I wondered that myself.
What are you, like his eye candy or something? Or what?
Have you seen any increase in attendance because of the collaborations you've done with these other places?
Well, what we've seen is that we're bringing in people that might have been supporters of the Passage Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the Passage Theater, but now they come to our things.
Awesome. So that's a good thing.
So this collaboration and partnerships that we've been doing all season, I think has been good for all the organizations.
Yeah.
And overall good for Trenton, that we're all connected this way.
Right. I think that's something that was missing in the past, but I think we are learning to not take advantage of. Yeah.
Right. And what we can produce when we work together is just so much greater.
Oh, yeah.
And
like,
it's
case
so much
in point,
fun.
This
exactly.
is an amazing production. I think this is going to be so cool.
Dan, do you want to add anything to this before I close this out?
I just hope everybody can come because this is a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
Yeah.
It's going to happen, never happen again.
What do you mean it's never going to happen? Why would you say that?
This is it.
This is it.
This
it's
is
like
it.
The solar eclipse. When is that happening?
April 8th. Oh, that's right. April 8th. Don't miss the solar eclipse. By the way, if it starts getting dark around noon, there's a solar eclipse on April 8th. Don't freak out. You're not going blind.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you're saying this is that never going to happen again. How can you say something like that? Well, what if it's such a big hit they want you to do it every year?
Every year?
So? Yeah, why not?
Well, it might. I mean, it's possible.
It just went from it never to it might.
Mm-hmm. It might be an annual. From never to it's an annual thing.
Yeah, right. From never to now it's an annual event.
Once a decade, maybe.
Maybe once a decade.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Because I'm telling you, you're going to sell out.
Yeah.
You're going to sell out.
Again, mm-hmm. with the hope so.
Well, the mm-hmm. Passage Theater, the last show that they had on Ghetto Gods, mm-hmm. after the first weekend, word of mouth spread and they sold out. For all the other mm-hmm. performances, which we tried to get tickets, and Brishon was like, "I'm so sorry, guys, we're mm-hmm. sold out." I'm like, "That's a good thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're happy."
You hear that podcast? Yeah, the Capitol Philharmonic of New Jersey, capitalphilharmonic.org. If you don't know how to spell it, Google Philharmonic and then copy and paste it in there. .org. And then you want to go in there, you want to buy your tickets for April 20th, 7:30. They're $40. You know, no, you're not getting a discount this time. It's $40. You can scrape up $40 somewhere.
$10 for students.
And $10 for students. You got to prove you're a student, though.
Yeah.
A student of what?
You have to show your student ID.
Yeah.
So can you be in college and have a student
ID? Sure, of course.
How about vocational school?
If you have a student ID.
As long as you have a student ID.
So I could be 36 years old and have a student ID?
There are some people that are.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. They're still in school.
You could be a student of like a karate school?
No.
No, because I don't think they give student IDs at karate school.
I have one. I still have mine. My Tiger Shulman ID.
No,
I do.
We're paying $40.
Tiger Shulman. Let me tell you, he's an aggressive Jew. God bless
him.
All right, so no discount this time. But let me tell you, you're gonna want to give them more money. That's how much of an experience you're gonna have at this.
Right.
You're gonna go there. You know what? I want to give more.
This is worth way more than $40.
$40. I feel like I'm cheating you. Yes. That's what they're gonna say. Yes.
But I like the $10 for students. I think that's a great thing.
That's very nice.
Do you hear that, Trenton Central High School? You should bring all your students down and to see this. This is amazing. This is a Trenton-born artist, that produced part of this event. The Trenton Circus is performing.
That's
These are your friends. Come and see
it's
them.
It's a real circus, not like the politicians getting together. This is a real, actual,
real thing.
Legitimate actual circus.
If the politicians could do flips and stuff.
Let me tell you something. I'm telling you right now.
That'd be fun.
If Dan Benson could do a front flip, I'll vote for him just for that. I'll vote for just the fact that he did a flip like that. You got my vote.
If he could do a somersault.
If he can just stand up, then I would vote. He has my vote next time. $10 for students, that doesn't include any martial arts schools or anything like that. It's academia stuff.
Yes, right. Yes.
That stuff.
High school.
What about
college.
A music school? Oh, now you're changing your tune. No pun intended.
A music school. So
that's crazy?
If it's a conservatory where you're getting a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that's okay.
As long as they have a student ID, okay?
I don't like that's this. That's the criteria. I don't know.
I think Tiger Shulman, okay? Forget that.
They're being like school racists.
No, they're not.
They're only like school elitists they're being.
It's we a real
picked
school.
The school.
No.
Okay, fine. Go to their website, get your tickets. Now, I'm telling you, Christina's right. They are going to sell out on this.
You think so?
Yes, they're going to sell out on this. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Right.
Tickets are already, they're already going.
They yes. are already going.
Because there's people, I'm telling they you right are. Now, there are people ordering them right
I
now
think
listening
we've
to this.
Sold over 100 tickets already.
And there's
already?
Almost, oh, no. Hey, that's half.
You better get a move on because these are going to go. These are going to, forget it. You almost sold out.
Yeah.
Got 150 left.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can make more space in there and bring in some chairs.
Maybe knock down a wall, put up a...
Yeah, sure.
Knock down a wall and build an addition.
Right.
That way they can keep doing this, because he says it's a one-off. It's
well,
not
we'll
a one-off.
Do standing room, and I'll sit on your shoulders, so then someone else
Fine.
Can stand next to us.
And I'll sit on their shoulders, but you on my shoulders. Fine.
Right.
Well, that has been yet another episode of Trenton Ways Podcast. Here, get your tickets, take them fast. Now, there goes another one.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
You like coming on this show, don't you, Dan? Look at him. He's like a little kid.